Are you going to edit it and put it
up? I don't understand the digital machine over there.
You're like Big Fatty. Big Fatty does not use the computers nor the cellular telephonic devices.
I don't own a telephonic device.
Big Fatty does. That means he's better than you.
He's ahead of time.
Sorry, Derek.
It's okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's ahead of time.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 325 of the BFO for Monday, the 4th of May, 2009. Y'all, Big Fatty is back in the Fat Cave after a weekend of horror, and by horror, I mean... Horror. Yeah, pretty much horror. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty was up in the car lot all weekend long, and I'm going to give you a full blow-by-blow, so to speak, report of all that. But y'all, on my way back from the horror in the car lot, you have to on the way back to Charleston, you have to pass through the city of Columbia, South Carolina. And y'all, as many of you know, that is the home of the one and only Daniel Beaver, host of that Dubious Intention. So y'all, Big Fatty wheeled that Ford Explosion right up in there. And y'all, you are in for a treat today. I'm going to go ahead and apologize for the excellent sound quality today on today's show, because Big Fatty is going to give you a Daniel Beaver version of The Gays.
Well, hello, everyone. It's time for another episode of The Gays.
Did I say that right?
It's close enough.
The Gays. And I'm here with international internet celebrity Big Fatty.
Hi, everyone. It's international internet celebrity Big Fatty.
Online.
Online.
So, hello, Mr. Fat One.
Hi there, Daniel Beaver. How are you?
You know, I have a bone to pick with you about that. Because you have taken to calling me Daniel Beaver.
Right.
Quite consistently.
Right.
Not only on
one of the few things I do consistently, right.
Not only not only on your show,
right,
but on Archer's show.
Right.
But when I head over to the BFO, and you know, can get to anything from the BFO.
You must go through the BFO to get to everything.
It says Daniel Brewer's Dubious Intentions.
I know. Let me see if I can update that while we're doing this. It'll eat up your bandwidth. Never mind.
No, actually, I got you on a different internet connection. Oh. You can internet to your heart's content. Unlike Archer, you will not be eating up my internet bandwidth.
Okay. I'm all for it then.
There you go. Speak into your microphone.
Okay.
So,
y'all, it's already started. I knew it. It was going, oh, no, Big Fatty, it'll be all fine, you know. And then we start recording. God damn it. Speak into the microphone. Quit hitting the microphone stand.
Exactly.
Well, why do I hear slurping?
So you came back from the car lots today.
I did.
Did you have a good weekend at the car lots?
It was an enjoyable weekend.
Did you buy a used car?
I did not. The only thing I bought was a bottle of poppers.
Oh, that's right. I need to write you a check for $32.05. Hey, let me do that right now. I make that out to what? Big Fatty? What name would I put there?
Big Fatty.
Fatty. F-A-T-T-Y.
Right. Uh-huh.
I know that because you know when you play your little intro to the Fat Cave, you spell it helpfully for us.
For those
of us who are spelling challenged at home, you actually do help us out there by doing the B-I-G.
I do.
F-A-T-T-Y.
There's really nothing more horrifying than Big Fatty Online, except being interviewed by Daniel Beaver.
I am uncomfortable doing the interview because, as you well know, that I like to make my listeners do all the work. You were here in the Dubious Intent Studios, and yes, we do have our chat room running, as we always do, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Even when we're not doing a show, we're just sitting here.
By the way, before we go any further.
Yes.
I would like to volunteer for your gay.
Oh, for the Pride 48.
Thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know how.
I will.
You'll have to fucking show me how to
do it.
But anyway,
I will show you how to fuck. So let's see. We have several questions here. Here is one from Dean Gulberry, who wants to know, Big Fatty, do you always smell like that?
I do. And, would you like to elaborate on that, Daniel?
I will. You know, being here in your presence, to me, it smells a lot like strawberry.
Well, yes, because I spilled some of that strawberry shortcake. I really did.
Yeah, I really
thought I had spilled it on my shirt, but I don't see any evidence of a stain.
No, actually what it is I've got the Yankee Candle strawberry candle going in the cat's bathroom to protect you from the litter box smell.
Ah, mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I also emptied the litter box, in case anyone wants to know. All right, let's see. We have another question for you here. Gumbo Guy would like to know, does your sling have that new church smell?
No, and while we're on the new church smell.
Yes.
You know, I've noticed that I've kicked the stand, y'all. He's going to chew me out.
It's your show.
It's my show. Who fucking cares? I noticed that on your Friday show.
Yes.
You ended it with Lift and Separate.
Ah, you did not pay attention to the Friday show because I went and re-edited that show also.
Not what I heard.
Uh-oh. Wait, now we're going to have to... Do you want me to test it right this
yes,
moment?
Yes, I sure do. Y'all, Big Fatty is about to put... I am about to put... Big Fatty is about to... This is breaking news from the Dubious Intent newsroom. Wait a minute. He's behind y'all. Here we go. This just end to the Dubious Intent newsroom. Big Fatty is about to put Daniel Beaver... in his place.
Okay, the show was called Pennies and Coconuts. Let's hold on.
Oh,
let's
dear God. Just
end.
What I want. All right,
skip
here we go. We're getting to the
here
end.
At the end of this bizarre no, I went too far. Because I forgot. I got a closing there. Where we got on the bike made out of the coconut husks, and I had to run it in order to power the generator.
Yeah, something
that had to do with pennies. Why was he always fucking... The professor was always fucking putting pennies in coconuts with some kind of water, and I never understood that. That ruined my entire childhood.
Wait. What? I have to say something, you know, on our show.
All right, wait. I'm not going to... We'll just talk over Maddie.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that's easy.
Because, you know, Maddie doesn't listen to the Sea Hag.
Right.
Yeah.
They're giving away
to the Sea Hag.
Yes, he doesn't.
He didn't listen to me either.
Well, he doesn't listen to anybody.
By showing a rather large man pedaling on one of the bicycles.
Here we go.
Look, it's the HGTV's first bicycle-powered green commercial. Oh my God, you fucking people. Driving me nuts. Go hump a well and leave us alone.
So that was the big fat guy riding on the bicycle, which the entire time that you're watching the thing, you're just like sitting there screaming at him going, lift and separate.
Oh, fuck.
How the fuck did that happen?
Womp, womp.
Oh, good.
Please, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Big
Dear
Fatty.
Gussie.
Big Fatty has put him in his place.
Dear Gussie. All right. And first of all, let me just say this. We mentioned the Sea Hag on your show, which I believe you have to.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Otherwise, you'll get comments on your website saying you're fat and stupid.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, but see, y'all, this is... I might just add, this is, we've got a little breaking news that is just coming into the Dubious Intent newsroom right now, Daniel.
Yes.
I don't know if you knew this or not.
What would that be?
One moment, please. Let's hit the signal acquire. This just into the Dubious Intent newsroom. It is a Sea Hag-free week because that bitch ain't going to record.
I know.
Thank God.
All right, wait a second. Let's see. I missed Lurie Dean's original question.
Wait a minute. Now, let's go back to...
Yeah, that new church smell. So
no, but...
Oh, that you were done with.
Yeah, Lift and Separate. Now, you know, I noticed that Lift and Separate was not the title of Thursday's show.
It was not. And in my defense,
here we go.
Let's see here. This is... And, you know, it was all last-minute stuff because we basically juggled all that shit around just for you. Because you were trying to be a poopy.
I wasn't poopy.
You were trying to spoil our fun.
I wasn't trying to spoil
it. And we were like, you know what? No, he's not going to spoil our fun. And so as I tried to explain to you, and I don't think I adequately did, your love of spoiling people's jokes is exceeded only by Auntie Vera's love of spoiling your jokes.
Right.
So I was able to get Auntie Vera in here at the last minute to record a new show.
Okay, but that doesn't explain why you didn't fix Friday's show.
I did fix. I put the wrong one up because I still have the other. Let's see. I'm going to going to get to the bottom of this here because I did.
He fucked it up, y'all.
I did. I'm willing to admit I fucked it up.
Made out of the coconut husks and I had to run it in order to power the...
Other large man pedaling on one of those exercise bicycles and they say, look, it's the HGTV's first bicycle-powered green commercial. Oh my God, you fucking people. It's driving me nuts. Go hump a whale and leave us alone.
So that was the big fat guy riding on the bicycle, which the entire time that you're watching the thing, you're just like sitting there screaming at him going, are you big fatty? See, that's the one that should have gone up. See, I trimmed the end and replaced it and then I went and posted the wrong one to the site.
Big fatty guy.
You know, I am kind of mad that we had to replace the Thursday show, which was originally was the one with you, because I did some of the best, what I felt, if I may pat myself on the back.
Please do.
Because
no one else will.
What happened was, is for those of you who may not be familiar with the Dubious Intentions, we name our shows after something that is said in the episode, and then we end the episode by the title of the previous show. Regardless, the point is that when we recorded them all at once and did them out of order, we didn't have titles for several of the shows. So I solicited the chat room to give me titles that we would then have to work into the conversation. And the title, Lift and Separate, I did such a great job of working that into the conversation.
Yes.
Poor little Alden like had a conniption fit. Mm. Yeah, he was just laughing his butt off. And so that'll never hit the light of day because you were trying to spoil our fun. So, which I regard that as kind of like, do you remember Penn and Teller when they did like the most expensive practical or the most expensive magic trick in the world for the sake of one person?
No.
It was on Saturday Night Live back in the 80s. And basically they did this card trick where they would, you know, the guy would select a card in Times Square and then they would tell him what his card was. Mm-hmm. Well, what they did, they, of course, Penn and Teller, they set it all up so that you're in on the joke.
Right.
But, there was a camera there with them, a camera crew out in Times Square.
Right.
Penn was facing the big Jumbotron.
Right.
And so he would let the guy pick the card. Mm-hmm. And then behind his back, he did a perfect fan of the cards, which then Teller took a picture of back in the studio and figured out which card was missing and then sent it to the Jumbotron. So it was like this, they calculated, were like calculating up how much it cost. And like with the satellite time and stuff, it was like a $50,000 joke for the expense of one person. That's kind of like how I felt on that Thursday show.
I had no idea.
We went through
that
all kind of, no, it didn't cost $50,000. I'm just saying we juggled a lot of shit around just to, and as I told Auntie Vera and Alden when this was, when we were doing this, it's like, my only regret is I don't have some kind of video camera on Big Fatty's face when he hears it go to a different phone call.
I can't tell you how, I mean, I was really, really just, it was the ultimate inside joke that nobody else knew.
No, I mean, nobody else. Fine. No, we kept everyone, the only people that knew were Alden and Auntie Vera and I. We kept everybody nice and I was scared that you were going to like be like thinking that I was going to do that. And so I was like thinking, oh God, he's going to go change it.
No.
Anyway, so we do have more questions here from the chat room. Because
how's our time?
We got 5 minutes and 47
okay,
seconds.
Okay, great. Because I know you had trouble with the 20-minute format.
I did because I like to talk. The Lurie Dean's original question to Big Fatty, yes. top or bottom?
Versatile.
Okay.
Yes. And well, it depends on the activity, actually. Mm-hmm.
And what is your most favorite dessert?
Ooh. Actually, my mother makes a pie that it's the crust is made with egg whites and pecans, and then it's like a meringue crust.
We've got a lot of questions here, so you can just summarize it, sir, as
we have a lot of questions here,
and they're yelling at me that I got to get to them all.
Get to them.
What is the average number of gentlemen callers per week to the Fat Cave?
Two.
Okay.
Average. Yeah, two.
Okay, what hairstyle did you wear when you graduated high school?
Probably Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. Okay, would that be the animated Peter Pan or the Robin Williams Peter Pan?
No, it would have been the Sandy Duncan Peter Pan.
Oh, Sandy, okay. Right. Big Fatty, did you ever sit on your balls?
all the time. I'm sitting on them right now.
Did you touch Tom Hanks inappropriately during the filming of Forrest Gump?
No, but I did on the bus back after we filmed that. Uh-huh. I talked to one of the production assistants and I said, what are they going to call this film? And they said, Forrest Gump. And I went, no, really, what are they going to call this?
Big Fatty, what is that hanging from your nose?
It's not a nose ring.
Okay. And then someone wanted to know, was it bacon-scented poppers? I'll answer that one. No, it was not.
No.
Big Fatty, what is your waist size?
It depends on the pair of pants, but generally about 76.
I would just say loose.
Loose.
Okay. Loose. What size pants you wear? Loose.
Right, loose.
Okay. Let's see. How did Big Fatty find a kilt long enough to cover those huevos?
Who said they were covered?
Well, there you go.
Hello.
Let's see. I'm scanning here through the chat.
Did Kim Beaver, Kim Brewer ask any of these questions?
She might have. Okay. You know, I'm.
He's just looking at the questions.
I'm just, I got the clock counting down.
The clock
down
is
on
counting
me.
It mm-hmm, down. Mm-hmm, right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I think that. Oh, wait. Big Fatty, do you have hair on your puckered circle? Oh, no. Nobody wants to know.
I don't
that.
Shave anything except my face.
Okay. And then someone says they love the image of Peter Pan haircut on Big Fatty.
That image does not need to be imagined. It'll be on Kim Brewer's site.
It'll be on Kim Brewer's site.
You'll steal it and put it on your site.
Within my eye, I did not steal anything from Kim Brewer.
Oh, I heard.
Kim Brewer is just in her own little trouble with the lesbian mafia and is trying to slander my good name.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's see. Gumbo Guy wants to know if you have a Prince Albert.
Not yet.
Do you have him in a can?
Hello? Hello, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Bug Party?
Well, you better let him out before he suffocates.
Right.
Wah, wah, wah.
How fat is Big Fatty?
You answer that.
Loose.
And I'm a little gassy from that strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, I was going to say, he is a single strawberry shortcake fatter than when he first arrived.
Correct.
And he has not yet, he's visited the potty palace, but he has not yet used it.
No, but I probably should have gone to it a few minutes ago because I've already shit my pants.
Well, there you go.
Right.
Well, you have a minute and 49 seconds. Thank God I lit that candle.
Right. Well, since we're almost out of time, Daniel Beaver, tell people how they can find out about the Dubious Intentions.
You can find out about the Dubious Intentions by going to www. Well, no, actually, you don't need the www.
No.
No, you don't.
You do not.
You do not need the www. No. Dubiousintent.com.
And I thought you were going to say Big Fatty Online. And
you
just
can. You can go to Big Fatty Online.
Right.
You don't need the www, but for dear Jesus' sake, make sure you include the online.
For God's sakes, you do need the online.
And we have one late breaking question.
Oh, Lord.
One late breaking question. Okay. How long has Big Fatty worked at the coal mines?
This September 10th, it'll be 29 years.
Is that 1974?
1974.
Kim Beaver said since 1974. She was, venturing forth a guess.
No, I've been at the coal mine since 1974.
Oh, you've been at the coal mine since.
But I haven't worked there since.
Oh, you haven't worked there. Before you were just like
1980.
What, loitering?
A coal miner. I was loitering. I was soliciting.
You were just standing around there. You were
handing out flyers.
You were big chubby at the time.
Leaflets.
I'm just going to stand here at the coal mine. One day I'm going to work there.
Okay. Please let the clock catch us.
You got 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, you can find out about my stuff at dubiousintent.com, or you could go to the BFO and click on Daniel Brewer's Dubious Intentions and find out.
Or it may be Daniel Beaver by the time
we see
it. That's
right. And Big Fatty, late breaking news, Big Fatty has agreed to...
Oh, wait. Did you say late breaking news?
We only got 13 seconds.
Oh, well, there's not enough time. Go ahead and do it anyway.
Late breaking news.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
This just in from the Dubious Intent newsroom. Big Fatty will be taking a shift or two on the Pride48.com extravaganza.
I don't know what the fuck I've got myself
into. Yeah, you don't. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. You're out of town. You can hear my phone's barking.
Toodles.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.